Julie Satterbaum.
Candace Corson. Here's a very complete message by Dr. Mitra Ray. It's long, it's excellent, in two parts about a food label and what it means. Very important. We get this question all the time. This is a keeper for those who use VoiceCom to email. If you'd send this one back to me on email, I would be so appreciative. Here you go,
Dr. Mitra Ray. Hi, everyone. Today I tried to answer a very difficult question, and I made several recordings of it and sent out the wrong ones. So I'm going to send out the correct ones and mark them urgent. So delete the ones that I didn't mark urgent, and hopefully we'll get this right. Dr. Mitra Ray. I have been asked to answer the question if Juice Plus is fortified. First, let's understand what Juice Plus is. I had a recent conversation with a doctor who was asking if Juice Plus has been compared to the very best vitamin or antioxidant supplement for bioavailability. I had to explain that this question is like asking whether we have done a survey to see if people like color television as much as they like the very best black and white television. Juice Plus is the new standard in supplementation, and every other company is chasing Juice Plus's tail because it is the number one supplement in a capsule, and it has been around for 15 years, and that means a lot of people have been eating this product for a long time and getting results, and it has more research behind it than any other product in the history of supplementation, so we know it's not just all a big placebo effect. Now, NSA, the makers of Juice Plus, has an impossible task on their hands, which is to label Mother Nature and market the product in the real world, which is still largely ignorant of the ramifications of whole food. And it has to meet government standards and rules around the world. And I have been asked the impossible task of trying to explain some of these nuances to you. I'll try anyway. In the USA, unlike other supplements, Juice Plus has a food label. As such, the government requires that Juice Plus standardize 4 vitamins and 2 minerals in the product and put it on the label. Now, these are only 6, shall I repeat, 6 of the over 25,000 phytonutrients found in fruits and vegetables. If we left our health in the hands of the government, then we might find a box of processed cereal with more of these particular 6 nutrients that the government thinks is important and say, that's it, this cereal box gives me more nutrition than Juice Plus, so this is my new supplement now. Fortunately, people are becoming more educated and savvy than that. Now, Juice Plus has a unique challenge. With thousands of nutrients, the company cannot create a label to include them all, let alone quantify them, as methods are not yet available to quantify all of them. Nor can they continually update this label as scientists find ways to identify new plant nutrients. Understand that if Juice Plus were found in a grocery store, it would be more accurately placed in the grocery aisle and not in the supplement aisle. Now consider that the government does not require farmers to label each piece of fruit or vegetable. For instance, one apple may have 5 milligrams of vitamin C, and the next apple may have 4 milligrams of vitamin C. So imagine if a farmer had to measure these particular 6 nutrients that the government deems important and label each apple. Yet this is the position that NSA, the makers of Juice Plus, have found themselves in, very unique and challenging. I'll explain in part 2 of this message how they've gone about it.